I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Any of the candidates in the Republican presidential race would love to see more than 100,000 supporters show up at a rally. So would President Obama, for that matter. Well, Russia's Vladimir Putin got that big a crowd to turn out for an election rally today in Moscow.
Мы сейчас победим, и я вас хочу спросить, мы победим!
Vladimir Putin spoke to an estimated 130,000 people who packed a soccer stadium to cheer him on. Putin is running for president again. It's a post he held for 8 years before his current stint as Russia's prime minister. Russia's election is just 10 days away. Miriam Elder was at Putin's rally today. She's Moscow correspondent for the British newspaper The Guardian. How enthusiastic was the big crowd?
You did have some enthusiastic people, but most of the people that I spoke to weren't really shouting or waving signs. You had a lot of people who were there as part of their work collectives. There were a lot of workers that were taken in on the train and brought to Moscow just to attend this event. So it's not quite clear how much of it was authentic support.
The workers you're talking about, what kind of workers?
I spent a lot of time talking to workers at a dairy factory, a dairy farm, and there were 2,500 of them there. The entire factory employs 8,000 people. It was the board of directors, they said, that made them come there. Those kind of people.
How did they make them come?
I didn't talk to anybody who explicitly said that they were forced. People use these turns of phrase like invited with a wink. So I talked to a nurse at a city hospital who said that she was, quote unquote, invited by her workplace to attend the event. And what happens is sometimes there's either explicit or implicit pressure that you won't be secure in your job if you don't attend these rallies, or your pay will be docked. But these are implications and allegations and ones that I've heard previously. But today, nobody was that explicit.
So if it's kind of an open secret that a lot of these people show up at the rally because they are told to, then who's kidding whom? I mean, who's the show for?
What we'll likely see on the evening news reports is, a stadium was filled with 130,000 screaming supporters for Putin. You can't forget that television, which is still the number one source of information for most Russians, is controlled by the state. And the message that's put across is the one that the state wants people to see.
Is there any doubt in Russia that Vladimir Putin, if he's running, is going to win?
There's no doubt that that Putin's going to win. It's absolutely certain. In Moscow, there seems to be this debate of can these opposition protesters force him into a second round?
We should say he does have opposition.
Yeah, there are four other people running for president. So what the protesters in Moscow are hoping to do is encourage people around the country who are against Putin to vote for one of them and force Putin into a second round. It's unclear as of yet if they'll be able to do that or not. But he's going to win either in a first or a second round.
How come?
Putin remains the most popular politician in the country, in no small part because he does control the airwaves and because he has prevented any real competitors from coming to light. And outside in Moscow, you really have this passionate political debate that just exploded after the parliamentary elections in December. But in the provinces, things are a lot calmer. People haven't reached that standard of living yet where they turn their attention to politics. They're concerned about getting their pensions on time, getting their wages on time, and they still thank Putin for that. And there's millions of people that are like that.
All right. Miriam Elder, Moscow correspondent for The Guardian newspaper, just back from a huge pro-Putin rally in Moscow. Nice to talk to you.
And you. Thank you.